5. An Extended Sabbatical. At moments like this, Martha tended to become outwardly quite calm. There would be time for screaming later. Right now, there was a bear in the forest. "So you're saying," she said, "that you sent Jen to the island?" "We've kept her safe," said Badger. "We looked after her. When she needed medicine, we did an overnight drop of antibiotics and then sent her to get it as if it was a buried cache of supplies. Literally, it was a UTI, okay? And we fixed it." "You sent her to the island and you kept it secret from me for 3 years? Martha had gone to look for Jen after the tech plane tragedy had died down. Of course she had. But more than a year had gone past, and Jen's friend Marius had announced via her sites that she was taking an extended sabbatical from her online business, which had made Martha sad in an iron cold way that she was used to. This was, of course, what happened. People moved on if you left them long enough. Probably she'd found a new girlfriend. She'd sent Jen a couple of tentative messages and then left it. Certain kinds of happiness weren't going to be part of Martha's life, and while she wasn't exactly reconciled to it, she was at least used to it. Her feelings, now she knew that Jen hadn't, in fact, ghosted her right back, were complex. A rich text. Sally Nomic was opening an Anvil future safe zone on the French, Swiss, and Italian border, joining up several smaller national parks and forming part of the great wildlife travel corridor they were constructing piece by piece across Europe. She was in an eco lodge in Van Wass, the pines sharp swords against the sky behind her. "Mate," said Sella, "she was your Achilles heel. You fell in love with her. If you'd known we'd sent her there, you would have closed the whole thing down. We couldn't risk it." "Were you planning to let me know? At some point?" Sella smiled her wide, disarming smile. "We wanted to come up with a plausible exit strategy for her. You know, give it a few years and then make it seem like she'd come up with a way to get off the island herself. With the story of what she'd seen there? Come on." "We hadn't figured it out yet. Seriously, we were actively working on it." Albert Dabrowski was at home when Martha Einkorn banged on his back door and then let herself in, as she'd done all those years ago to haul him back into the world. He said, "I've heard." "You knew. You fucking knew and you didn't tell me?" Albert said, "This whole situation is fucked up, and it's a fucked up way to deal with it, and I'm sorry, but she was just one person." This was what they'd said to themselves when they started. In terms of saving the whole planet, what is the smallest number of people you'd need to get rid of to move the needle? What is the smallest number of lies? Could you take an eraser and just remove 3 or 4 people, and that would fix everything? It had seemed almost the same thing when they talked about it then, 3 people or 4 people. They had managed to find another crash jacket and to piece together another survival suit. Not as perfect as the others. Some of the molding was still visible inside from the suit's previous purpose. They had drugged her and put her into the safest technology they had and dropped her over the island. "You know that wasn't okay, though, right?" said Martha. "Yes," said Albert, "but the world was dying and we didn't know what else to do. Let me see her."